Well, good morning, everybody. This is a supposed transcript of a U.S. naval ship with the Canadian authorities off the coast of Newfoundland many years ago. The captain of the American ship says, "Please, on the radio, please divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision." The Canadian authorities replied on the radio, "Recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision." The captain of the American ship pipes back, "This is the captain of a U.S. Navy ship. I say it again, divert your course." Canadians reply, "No, I say again, there's no option. You divert your course." Finally, the American captain gets a little honked off, says, "This is the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, the second largest ship in the United States Atlantic Fleet. We are accompanied by 3 destroyers, 3 cruisers, and numerous support vessels. I demand that you change your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision, or countermeasures will be undertaken to ensure the safety of this ship." Canadian authorities replied, "Well, this is a lighthouse. Your call." I got to thinking, though, about that story because of Marcia Apsley's reflection in our Advent Christmas devotional today. I thought it was spot on. And her title is Change Course. And sometimes it's necessary, in order to avoid our own destruction, that we change our course a little bit. That's what our gospel is about, huh? Jesus uses this word in Greek, metanoia, which simply means change your course. Change your mind, change your heart, change your life. We translate it into English, repent, as one of the most important words Jesus always is always speaking. Change your course. Sometimes we need to change our courses because they're leading us to destruction. At NCYC, there was a beautiful sister, Sister Bethany Vadana, who's long been kind of a hero of mine. And she was speaking to everybody in the Lucas Oil Stadium. She says, "Let me tell you a story about when I was in high school. I had started making the wrong friends. And I started to go to certain parties and things that I knew I shouldn't be going to. There was drinking. There were other things going on. So one time she was out to dinner with her friends, and they were at Steak and Shake or something, and then they were all going to go to a party. And sister, who was not a sister, she high school girl, she says, 'I'm not feeling well, could you take me home?' So they take her home, and she says, 'I got out of the car, and I just started walking to my house. And then I turned around.' She said, 'I don't know what prompted it in me, but it was the Holy Spirit, no doubt, who prompted me to return and walk back to the car. They rolled down their window, and I said, "Do I need to find a new group of friends?" And they were silent. And she said, "Then I had my answer." And she said she was very super hard on her. She said she went inside and ate a gallon of ice cream and cried and all this type of stuff for days and days and days. But there's an example of somebody who knew she had to change her course because her current course was leading her to destruction. I remember when I was in college, I was at IU, and I could tell you some stories. I'll just tell you this one. I remember I started out in the Kelley School of Business. That's what I thought I wanted to do with my life, even though in the back of my head I already knew that I was supposed to be a priest. But I thought I could distract myself and perhaps forget about it all. So I started through the Kelley School. And after a year and a half of classes, it was pretty clear to me I was going for destruction because I wasn't doing well with my grades. I'm a pretty good student by nature, but I wasn't doing so well in accounting in particular. I wasn't happy, and I knew that that path wasn't leading me to flourish. So I did what every college kid does, changed my major 3 or 4 times. But I had to change my course, even though I had already invested 1.5 years of classes and all this stuff. I knew I had to change my course. What course is there that's in your life right now that's leading you to destruction? And maybe all the signs are pointing that way. But like sometimes, boy, we can clutch onto a course because it's hard to change. You remember that show Monk, Adrian Monk? He was the detective. He talked about a guy with OCD. And I remember one line, he said, "I'm afraid of changing, but I'm even more afraid of not changing." And it's hard to change our course. But John the Baptist in this gospel today is demanding people to do just that. And he's not only calling them to change their course, but he is preparing the course. And Jesus, metanoia, 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 repent, 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 change, change, change. What course is there maybe in your life that's leading you to a bad place that you need to change? Maybe it's a relationship that's toxic, it's cancerous, causing problems left and right. There's an example of a course that needs to be changed. Maybe it's your prayer life, and your prayer life is very static and not good. And maybe Jesus is calling you to change your course when it comes to your prayer life. Maybe it's a family situation. Maybe it's a sin, an addiction that has been a part of you for a while, a long while, and it's not leading you to anything good. And in fact, every time you do it, you make everybody around you miserable and yourself as well. Jesus says, change your course. Repent. Get over that thing. I've learned a lot about human nature by sitting in the confessional, as you can imagine. And it's amazing to me how much suffering there is in places where you wouldn't exactly expect to find it. But folks, how much brokenness. But the good news is that there is a course that leads to our flourishing, our sanctity, our sainthood, our happiness, the world's being put back together again. There is a path. And Jesus is our guide. And you remember what he says? He doesn't come to show us the way. No, Jesus says, "I am the way." He is our course. We live in Jesus. Right. And that's our goal, folks, is maybe to do a little examination. As I said, sometimes it's not easy to change our course, and we can find it very difficult sometimes. But you know, if you want a sign of hope, it's in our second reading, the recipe for hope. Look what God says in our second reading. "By endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we have hope." There's the recipe for hope. Is there anything in your life where you don't feel too much hope? Some course that you're just on and you're feeling like, I've got to get out of this thing because it's muddy and it's a rut and I'm stuck. If you need hope, here it is. 2 things. Endure. Keep going. And look to your Bible. Because the Bible is packed with story after story after story of people who changed their course. The men's retreat we just finished, we talked all about the course of the shepherds, the course of the angel, the course of that is awesome. But like the scriptures are packed with people who are just like you and me.